While they are putting it, I want to tell you, I am here on a rescue mission. The traffic light colors have evolved to become symbols of our decision-making process. And red in the traffic light signifies what? I know red signifies love. But when you are driving, red signifies what?
Stop.
Amber, or what some people call orange, signifies what? Get ready or prepare. And green signifies what? Go! Now someone say hallelujah. Amen. So the theme of this service is what? Red flags and green lights. I pray for you. May you not ignore the red flags. And may you not miss the green light. In the name of Jesus. I also pray for you. May you not marry the weapon formed against you. If you understand that prayer, even if you are married already, say it for the people that you are praying for to be married. May you not marry the weapon formed against you. In Jesus' name. Amen. So, red signifies stop. Amber means get ready, prepare. And green means go. But have you ever been in a situation where you were driving, and you saw red, then it changed to amber, meaning get ready. And just as you were getting ready to merge accelerator, it went back to red. Have you seen that before? That's one of the most annoying things ever. But I know that we live in a society where people play with traffic lights. The average Abuja driver does not respect traffic lights. God have mercy upon us. But in more developed countries, it's not like that, though. Traffic lights can mean life or death. I've seen some roads that a railway or the passageway for a train was constructed along the road. And just when we were about to go, the traffic lights went to red. And if you drove, that's the end. Are you guys what I'm saying? Not I know that the train station in Nigeria, we are doing better now. Not some years ago that the train, in fact, you can even sleep on the railway like this. Are you with me? So you can't really joke with those signs in developed countries. In some countries, if you break the traffic light, you break the red and you go. They will not disturb you. Nobody will disturb you. By the end of the year or the month, you will just see a bill that may have halved your salary. I'm serious. You will see a very scary bill. They will fine you. Because red signifies danger. Yes. Danger. Don't move. Danger. Don't move. In fact, some accidents I see in this Abuja, part of it is traffic lights. Danger. Praise the Lord. So what are red flags? Red flags are things, characters, attitudes, or dispositions in a person that should be a danger sign to deter you or stop you from choosing that person as a partner in marriage. Now, for those who are already married, including myself, there are some things that if you're already married, you can manage and live on with. Are you with me? No matter how bad it is, you can work things out if you're already married. But there are some things that if you're already married and you see those things, run for your life. For instance, physical abuse in terms of beating. Amen. But if you are not beating him and he's not beating you, you don't believe ladies can.
There is enough statistics to show there are women that beat their husbands. Yes. Beats. We'll talk about it later in the sermon. Praise the Lord. So what are red flags? These are things, characters, attitudes, or dispositions in a person that should be a danger sign to deter you or stop you from choosing that person as a partner in marriage. And of course, the green light is saying these are things that are good. You can go on. Are you with me? I don't need to explain that. Everybody, let's look at Proverbs 22 from verse 3. Proverbs 22 from verse 3. Lord, speak to us in Jesus' name. Proverbs 22 verse 3 says, a prudent man foreseeth the evil and hideth himself, but the simple pass on and are punished. The simple pass on and are punished. Can we look at it in NLT? NLT. New Living Translation says, a prudent person foresees danger. You see that? He sees red flags, foresees danger, and takes precautions. The simpleton goes blindly on and suffers the consequences. You know, there are some people that they don't think too deeply. Anything you tell them, say, you are thinking too much. There is nothing to eat. Are you with me? They are just simple in heart. You know, sometimes we can say he's an easygoing person. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. If your neighbor is tired, tell him, shine your eye now. This kind of sermons are sermons I want to do so that nobody in the future will say, Pastor David did not want me. You know, some years ago, I was counseling a woman. She was 53 as at then. And she said to me, I married the wrong husband and I blame the church. I said, why did you blame the church? She said, one day, just few months to their marriage, like I think 2 months to their marriage, she saw the bishop's wife. And they went to just, so you know when you're coming out of church with your significant other, or the person you are dating, or the person you are in courtship with, and they just saw the bishop's wife and ran to greet her and say, God bless you, mama. And the woman just looked at them and said, is this one husband or band that has a horse? And she said, ah, mommy, what does that mean? She said, well, it is well. I moved on. She got married to the man today. And by the next week, she began to pack her things. People don't see you. Why did she begin to contemplate leaving the marriage? So, the man had given her the idea that he's doing very well and all of that, only for them to move into the house. And she asked him, where are your things? He said, this is me. Say, don't you have any box, any, like, say, no, this is, I've come. Okay, we want to eat, we want to, can you bring out money? Let's start arranging things. She was, he told her, go and sell our gifts. Go and sell the gifts and bring money so that we'll cook. That's when her eyes opened, like, what is going on here? As if that was not enough. She got a house help to take care of the house. She will come back every day from work and catch this man sleeping with the house help in their room. And now she was blaming the church. She was blaming the pastor. And so, that's why as a pastor, I know there are things I want to teach it loud and clear so that you will not, you heard me. Are you with me? Are you with me? Look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 from verse 21. 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 21. The Bible says, prove all things, hold fast that which is good. Prove all things. Then, when you have done the proving, the one that is good, when you see the green light, hold on to it. Are you with me? You see, when it comes to marriage, people have been careless with marriage. You see a person spend at least 15 years in school. Train yourself to have a sensible place in the society. Train yourself to get a career, to get a degree. But when it comes to choosing a partner, you just just choose on how you feel. You just choose on base. See, I've even come to discover that sometimes your heart can deceive you. Did you hear what I just said? Your heart can deceive you. And that's the problem. When it comes to marriage, people think they know about it. That's what makes it dangerous. Everybody is a marriage expert until you are there. Everybody is a marriage expert. If you followed Living and Claiming Conference last week, Sunday evening, did you hear the testimony of the lady that she had been teaching marriage for 6 years? She now, that's after teaching marriage for 6 years, she made a very, very dangerous choice. Her own marriage ended in 3 months. People have been careless. Don't be careless. Tell your neighbor, don't be careless. Number two thing I want to talk about as I build my case. See, marriage is to be enjoyed, not to be endured. Did you hear what I'm saying? It's supposed to be enjoyed, not endured. And the reason why it is being endured is because many times at the root of it, you have a bad raw material. Anybody involved in manufacturing or cooking will tell you it is difficult to repair when you have to repair a food that from the beginning, maybe you mistakenly put a spoiled fish. By the time you are done with the cooking, you'll be wondering, why is this thing smelling like this? How will you now separate? Even if you remove the fish, the soup is gone. Are you with me? You know, it's easy to look at these things in basic life engagements. Than in deeper issues. There are some mistakes if you make when cooking. Just throw away the food. Just go and throw it. No, don't try. Same thing as a manufacturer. By the time you are making a product, if the bad raw material is there, see, you cannot repair a bad raw material. You can't repair a bad raw material. This is one reason why identifying red flags is sacrosanct. And as I build my case, I want to address something. I've seen many people who, when you ask them, how do you know that this person is your partner? They'll say, I've prayed about it and I have peace. I've prayed about it and I have peace. That is too simplistic. You are like the simple that just goes on. Because you can claim you have peace. Some people just one dream. Because they dreamt about one person once. One dream. And they say, that's my wife. Or that's my husband. And they go on. And sometimes you may meet God and say, God. Because I don't know what thing you are saying. No. You thought too much of this person and you dreamt. So, if you want to rename this service, you can say, before you say, I do. Number one. Or, before you start praying. Before you say, I want to pray about it, let God. Before you pray, things to check for. Are you with me? Praise the Lord. Look here. I'm happy this is the final Sunday in February. Let me do this teaching. I know. Hey. I say, finally, let me tell you, some of the pastors don't like to tell you. It's not easy to speak hard truth. It's not easy. You need guts. It's easy to just look at people and say, it will be well. No matter who you marry, all things work together for good. Sometimes, it's not easy like that. Too. Are you with me? Praise the Lord. So what are some of the red flags and green lights to check for? I've grouped them into four categories. Father, I receive strength in Jesus' name. Four categories. Now, the truth is, we cannot really exhaust the list of red flags. There are so many things to talk about. It's so much. We can't exhaust them, but we will try in this service to talk about enough. Amen. Enough to give you ample preparation. Praise the Lord. Number one, conviction. Say after me, conviction. Hey, Jesus, I'm not convinced about the way you are saying conviction.
Number one, conviction.
So under conviction, we are asking questions like, do our values align? I'm not saying he likes banana. Me, I like watermelon. So we don't agree. Praise the Lord. Do our values align? By now, we should have grown above. He's not a Christian, but he's a nice person. See, auntie, I beg now. Oh, she's not a serious Christian, but she's just a nice person. See. And when I'm talking about Christian, not just somebody that goes to church, or somebody who is religious, somebody who takes God seriously, that God means a thing to the person. Let me tell you something. You must agree to yourself that we don't have the power to control anybody. Are you getting me? We must agree now that nobody has the power to make another person do what he is not supposed to do or what he does not want, the person doesn't want to do. Only God, are you with me? There has to be a force stronger than you that you can count on that will make this, are you with me? That will make this person be somebody you can be sure of. Do our values align? What does the person think about God? There are things that can be overlooked, but there are some that cannot be overlooked. 2 Corinthians 6 verse 14, it says, be ye not unequally yoked with unbelievers. Be ye not unequally yoked. Now, that word unequally yoked used to confuse people because our day rendering of English is not the same with those days. So I know when you hear yoke, you are thinking of that white inside an egg. But in those days, a yoke is a wooden design used to control camels or cows or goats. So if you've seen those pictures of those days, if maybe a herdsman wants to carry like four cows together and he doesn't have the strength to drag all of them with his hand, what he would do? They would design a yoke that will hold their necks. Are you with me? And they'll chain them together. So usually when you are yoking or when you are putting those animals in their yokes, you have to find animals of the same height. Are you following this? The same height and fix their yokes together so that this one is not struggling because it's too low and this one is not injured because it's too high. Do you know what the Bible says? Don't be unequally yoked. When you are a believer, you are here. You not carry somebody that is here and you yoke yourselves together. One will die. It's either the one who is below is going like this. His neck is like this. The thing is holding him here. The one who is up there, the yoke is dragging him down. By the time you remove the yoke, even if it's just 5 minutes, you will see blisters there already. Don't be unequally yoked. Are you following me? Do you understand what I just explained? Someone that shares the same value of God. You value this, not the one you are going like this in your values. The person, you have kept yourself celibate all these years, waiting for sex in marriage. The person say, if I don't eat what I don't taste. Say, I don't eat what I don't taste. I must taste before I eat. They always have parables for all these things. I saw a guy. Your marriage is in like 2 weeks or 3 weeks. But we catch you doing one night stand with a girl. He said, if you're waiting for rice, you'll not chop plantain chips. And I was like, you know when the Bible says, what sort of wisdom is this? What wisdom? From whence comes such wisdom? He said, when you're waiting for food, you will do small chops. Ha! And you are now trying to convince me. Don't worry, Pastor. He will keep on eating small chops. or you want to marry a Christian body. A mixture of Choma Jesus and Cardi B. If not for the brevity of the service, I had videos to play for you. I'm telling you. You see, ladies, say, I just want him to be a little bit bad. Like, not just let him be bad. What kind of bad are you? Explain what you are saying. See, because you go see bad where you know if he can do. Does your values, ask your neighbor, I hope your values align. People are not talking. Ask another neighbor, I hope your values align. You are passionate about school. You want to, you must make progress, advance. This person, if they put book, don't just know the person will not be there. Just put book like this, the person will not be there. Anywhere around book, you will not see the person. You know, there will be problem. Are you getting me? Values. Number two, still under conviction, do our goals align? Can it work practically? Do our goals align? You know, I told you last week Sunday, when I was 20, I knew that anybody I will marry, you must embrace, at least your heart must be open for ministry on the work of God. Even though as at that time, I was already a practicing mechanical engineer. I was in the oil field, but the oil field was not in me. No, I'm serious. No matter how much you find, as a girl, you like fine, like fine arts. No matter how you want to be beautiful, I will just ask you. I know there was, Pastor, let me give you small gist. Brothers can understand what I'm talking about. Have you seen a girl that is so fine, You don't ask yourself, God, I hope I'm not running crazy. Like, when you know that you are running crazy, that the person is not around you, but you are seeing the person. Soon, you are close to hallucination or madness. How can this girl just take over me like that? Jesus. Then guess what? He did not now stop there. She would have messed every 10 p.m. until he messaged me and say, God, Cuckoo just finished me. Just message me, how are you? How is everything? How are you doing? I just felt we should talk. Do you have time, sir? Auntie, we have time. The schedule is cleared. It's for you and you alone. What do you mean? What do you mean? Do you have time? All of me wants all of you. So we started talking. We talk. Just talk. One day, I noticed something. So we'll talk. I'll bring up Jesus. I said, what do you think about spread of the gospel? What do you think? I noticed that she was just, once I mentioned, she'd be quiet. Before 5 minutes, she has changed the conversation. We have gone into something. She was talking about one movie, this one. I'll bring up Jesus again. We'll talk. She will change it. Start talking about food, one thing, something, some clothes. I say, the matter long ago. It's way long. I will bring up Jesus again. I say, have you seen this verse? People are close to me, know what I'm talking about. If you stay with Pastor David in 24 hours, I will tell you, have you checked Exodus chapter 4? What do you think about this verse? Until once I bring up scripture, she will change. And I just say myself, you will not die. This infatuation that is on you will leave you. Gradually, I have to tell myself, I will delete all our pictures from my phone. Because you know, brothers, fast, we have gone to download picture. I will delete all our pictures out from my phone because we are not going the same place, auntie. We are not going the same place. You know, when you are deleting our pictures, like, when you delete one, it's like your chest wants to fall. It's like they are stabbing you. I say, because there will be problem. Let me tell you something, If you don't ask yourself questions like this, that love you think you have will be turned to hatred later. That ecstasy can turn to nightmare if your goals do not align. So I said, bye-bye. Goodbye, world. stay no longer. Guess what? She was a Christian. No? I'm not saying she was an atheist or a pagan. She goes to church, prays in tongues. But I discovered her passion for God was almost zero. Almost zero. Once you talk God here, she's 5 minutes, she's bored. She'll start telling you, I'm tired, I'm bored. Let's pray, should we sleep? Okay, come, let me disciple you. Let's. Is it not too much? Don't you think you are doing too much? Hey, auntie, hey! Every time the guy you like is Michael Jordan, Eddie Murphy. What's that? You can be my, at that level, you can be my member, but not my wife. Are you getting me? You can be a member. And I'm not saying my wife, you will be all those holier than that. That takes me to another thing. In conviction too, when I under values and goals, there is something called spiritual compatibility. Even though the person is spiritual, you must have the same view of things spiritually. Not you. You are a person of faith, speaking in tongues. I know what God says. I believe the word of God. This one, Eddie Walker is what monitoring spirit. Rat pass. Hey, bring anointing oil. Let's pour here. You know, your spirituality is different. Every morning, if cockroach pass, you know what I'm saying now. Your spirituality is very different. Me, I like a lady that will look good, that you appreciate makeup. You put not the one you tie your scarf. Your spirituality tie scarf, long gown like this. But you wicked like, sorry. So even in the spirituality, there must be spiritual compatibility. Are you with me? Your own doctrine, you go like this. Your own doctrine is saying that 1,444,000 that will go to heaven. We were trying to save all the souls. You will say not all will be saved. Are you getting me? The way you view things, trying to fit square pegs in round holes. Are you following what I'm saying? Yes, this is important. This is important. So, under conviction, our conviction about God, our value system. Are you with me? Somebody that lies anyhow, you know, there are some people, they don't see lying as anything. They can just lie and just move on and just lie to just get some hoop. They don't see it as anything. But you are trying to, this is your Christianity that you have found. God is trying to help you. He is trying to. Then you start compromising for the person. You start compromising small. Your values are way apart. Are you getting me? So our goals align. Now, under goals, remember, you must talk about your careers, your career paths. You are in love with tech. Come everything tech, morning, afternoon, evening. You are so in love with it. You want to talk about tech morning to night, but she's excited about children. I'm not saying it cannot work, but chat discuss how it will work. Are you with me? You like a career-driven lady, the one that wears trouser suits, goes to work, pam, pam, pam. She's a product manager, quality control, this one. She don't want to hear career. Now, business. She like to go to market. How much is this fish? She's typical market woman. You now want to force her to be a career woman, do by force. She may hate you. Are you getting me? And maybe you, as a lady, you are the career driven, and you now want. You know what I'm saying, Abi? Okay. Now I'm not also supporting laziness. A person can be hardworking, but may not exactly take your style. Did you hear what I said? A person may be hardworking, but not exactly take your style. So I'm not supporting laziness. You know, some ladies, the kind of man they want a Bill Gates, an Elon Musk, They're always thinking strategically, like this, like this, like this, like that, blah, blah, blah. They want to marry me. Ha. You have a problem. Me, I think strategically, but when I'm done with my strategy, what does the Lord say? Because now, if you want to, if I told you that I will be in Abuja, if you asked, told me, let me say, if you told me that I will be in Abuja as at 4 years ago, I would say it's a lie. Because there, Port Harcourt Church, we had, God had made provisions for us. We had moved into a bigger facility. So, but one day, preparing for a conference, by 5 a.m., I was wearing my socks after praying in the night and I had a vision. A crowd said, come to Abuja and save us. Can you come now? I said, no, I cannot. I replied in that vision, I cannot come now. And they said, you will come now. And from there, my life changed. God began to drum on my head. You must leave there and move down to Abuja. People who know me before, I was a strong, when you say somebody is strong on strategy, as at 15, 16, I had spent hundreds of thousands buying books. I mean, fat books. If you come to my library, you will see books. Books without end. And I've read most of them. So it's not that I don't believe in strategy, but there is a call. Are you with me? There's a call on my life. Are you getting this? So somebody can be hardworking, but not your style. And if you think I'm not hardworking, come and live with me. Or just come and work with Pastor David. Just lease yourself to work for 1 week with Pastor David. And you will know how far. Convictions. Okay, two of you are going to be medical doctors. How are the children going to be trained? Two of you want to be lawyers. Two of you, how is there going to be a balance? Think about it. It may not be what they can call a deal breaker, but find a way to work around it. Are you with me? Under conviction, Jesus, God will help us in this service because the matters are long. Under conviction, what is your conviction about location? This one has been dreaming of Canada all her life. Or all his life, he wants to be a Canadian. You, Nigeria, we hail. We will live and die in this land. You don't see yourself going out of Nigeria at all. This one has said, I must. By fire, by force, brimstone, I must leave this country. There will be problems. Are you getting me? So, if you're already married, you must agree. Because a body whose head is in Canada and the body is in Lagos, you know it's about to die. They have cut off your head. Praise the Lord. There's so much to say under conviction, but you get the point. You get the point. Convictions. Number two, category, connection and companionship. God will give me speed in this service in Jesus' name. Because we need some time. Please bear with me. If we close late today, just bear with me. Connection and companionship. Number one, how strong is your friendship? Remember I said I'm a rescue mission. How strong is your friendship? We overlook these things. I've come to discover, for the fact two of you are emotionally connected does not mean you are friends. Hey, what I just said. For the fact, do you know what emotions are? Your heart can just, you know, have you heard this thing that my heart is leading me where I don't know? Like your heart, you can see a guy today as a lady and you are just breathtaking away. I found love, Ed Sheeran. You're just going. As a guy, you can see a lady like this and you just off, switch off. God, I beg. And Satan has a way of doing this thing. That girl, you just walk up to you. Hello, how you doing? Hey. You collect the number, you start talking. From there, you will talk for 6 months every day you are talking. You will think you are friends. You may think you are friends, but you are not. And some simple things to know. You know, like I wrote here, there are some people who are in relationships and are pretending to be friends. One simple way you know you are not with your friend is you are afraid of expressing yourself. You are afraid of being you. You don't even know what you will say that will make the person angry. You people can relate to what I'm saying. You are feeling like you're walking on eggshells, so you are calculating your words. Will I say this one? What should I say that this person will not become angry? You are always, anytime you finish with the person and you come out successfully without any misunderstanding, it went well today. We go again tomorrow. You're not with your friend. Many ladies are in things like that. Many guys too are in things like that. You're always scared. What will I say? Every small thing, you know, Jesus. I will not mention, let me not talk too deep, but a girl broke up with a guy. And the guy wanted to delete, like, the chats. He wanted to block her, delete her messages. So he was looking at their chat history. And he saw for 3 years, every day he was apologizing, I'm sorry. I don't know, it didn't come out right, I'm sorry, I am sorry. It's just clear, you were in a toxic relationship. I'm sorry, you were never friends. You cannot just be yourself. You know, let me say something. When preparing for this service, or for this sermon, the plan was to come and teach you how to spot red flags in other people or the people you want to date. The Lord also told me, tell them that some of them are the red flags. To even spot red flags in yourself. You know some of you, you are too microscopic in terms of people must be perfect to your own. There are some people, they want you to sit like this. If you are dating them, you must sit like this. If you sit like this, they'll be angry. Why did you sit like that in service? Every small thing, they are like monitoring spirits. You know what I'm talking about, right? Everything makes them angry. Everything. Everything will make them angry. Oga, you are the red flag. In fact, red banner. You dance too much. Why were you dancing too much in church? I know you are praising God, but you were dancing too much. Don't forget, it was the lady that told David that he's dancing too much. Praise the Lord. How strong is your friendship? Number two, watch your communication. This is under connection and companionship. Watch your communication. Marriage is a long stretch of communication. How strong is your communication? You know, some people, have you ever people say the relationship is now boring? They talk, and they say the gist has finished. That means your mental compatibility is not strong. How long can you talk to this person and you feel energized to just keep on going? How strong is your communication? You know, when the Bible says, it's not good for a man to be alone, I will make for him a helpmate. Please don't sleep, don't be tired. I hope I'm not boring. If I'm boring, I'm helping your life. In Jesus' name, amen. You hear word today. He says, therefore shall the man leave his father and his mother and cleave unto his wife. And okay, when God said, it's not good for the man to be alone, I will make a help meet for him. That means there are some standards. If you are dating somebody that you cannot hold a solid conversation with for 30 minutes, there is a problem. And you want to hold a conversation for the rest of your life. Because you will talk more than you have sex in marriage. You will talk more than you go out. You will talk more than every other thing. If you are with somebody every month, I don't want to talk about it. Okay, what are we going to talk about? You know, in psychology, it's called avoidance syndrome. And men, sometimes, we know they try. Talk to these girls. Eh? You are dating a girl. See, let me tell you, it is when you talk very well. The deepest form of intimacy is discussion. That is why cheating is not when you first have sex. It's when you are talking to somebody else more than your spouse. Never forget what I just said. Cheating is when you are talking to somebody else more than your spouse. Cheating is when you are talking to somebody else more than your spouse. Cheating begins from there. How do you think there are people who are prostitutes? There are some prostitutes that they go, they sleep with men, they don't talk about anything. They just have sex and go. That means sex is not the deepest intimacy. It's communication. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Are you hearing what I'm saying? When you catch yourself, you are dating somebody and there is somebody else. That's why I don't buy this thing where people say, I don't like it, I don't approve of it. I will not, if I catch you, you are dating somebody. Some of them, even as far as plan to get married, you say, this is my husband to be, but I have my best friend. You are a girl and you have a male best friend. That's your husband, ma. No, go and marry your best friend. If you have a best friend who is a male and you are claiming to be dating somebody else, auntie, you are not serious. Maybe you are looking for something. Maybe it's money that is entering your eye or something else. When you are going through, you know some people, when they are going through tough times in their relationship, they have one best friend who is an opposite sex they're going to be pouring out their hearts to. Say, see how he's treating me. Say, are you serious? Really? You are a queen. He shouldn't treat you like that. Oh yeah, take him. Treat him. Carry the girl. Treat him the way you're supposed to treat him. Treat him. Are you with me? Some people, they have a person they are talking to. The gist is so sweet. When their spouse is calling them, they're like, oh, why is one calling me now? Your husband is calling you, your wife is calling you, and you are gisting with somebody who you are enjoying the gist more. They cheat. That's I'm telling you, you are cheating. Everywhere is. I knew that this is how the service would be. Everybody would be quiet. Because you'll be thinking. Everybody will be thinking. I know. Then after proper communication, there's also something called bad communication. You say you are dating somebody. You are literally begging for their attention. You are dating yourself. I put it to you. Sooner or later, you will find out that you are dating yourself. No matter how busy a person is, they have time to eat. Hi. No matter how busy a person is, they have time to go to the toilet. I'm so busy right now, I can't use myself. No, stay there. Stay there. Oga, stay there. Auntie, why didn't you... You know, by the grace of God, I have enough experience for both male and female. A friend of mine... We came together as his group of friends and said, break up with that lady now. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the one who died and rose for you, Yeshua Mashiach, the King of the heavens, break up with this lady now. What is wrong with you? You are dating a lady. If she calls him in 1 week, you'll be jumping. You'll be seeing him jumping like a puppy. Hey, she has called me. You are dating a lady. She calls you. Every time he's calling her, she's busy. I was so busy in the office. I didn't have time. I was overwhelmed. I couldn't take your call. My guy got a new house, moved into a new house. All his friends came for housewarming. And only the babe said, I'm not coming. I'm busy. So I was so tired. I needed to sleep. I said, they sleep there. She never has time for him. Never has time for him. Auntie, she's just telling you. Oga, she's just telling you she does not like you. When I now talk to the lady, she said, no, I really love him. Now, lie. I really love him. I said, break up with her now and don't accept again. Some people, they say it's trauma. Yes, some people, it's trauma. They cannot stand too much attention. Some people like this, if you just hold their hand, like they would remove their hand. Okay, we agree you are in trauma. Go and heal first.
Be healed before we deal. Am I talking to you? You will beg the person. You will text him. Why couldn't you call her? I'm busy. We have the tax. We have this son. We have this son. We have to meet the partners. We have to meet auntie, uncle, call it. 2 minutes, 3 minutes. Text. Babe, how you doing? I was just thinking about you. I'm very busy, but you're on my mind. This one, that one, that one. That's all. And after 4 hours again, the meeting is still going on. It has been a long stretch day, but I just felt, how you doing? I just wanted to hear your voice. Okay, tell me now, all the things we just said, how many minutes? Is it up to a minute? But you are busy, didn't talk to her. Break up! Go and find the one that you like. Praise the Lord. I'm feeling bad that some people are not in this service. I'm just pained that they're not in this service. I will not call their names from this stage. But they would have given me more ginger. They would have encouraged this ministry more. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Create time for the person you say you love. Still under connection and companionship. Anybody who is ashamed of being with you. Hi. Mistakenly, you post your picture and the person together. The person just messaged you. Why do you post us together? Eh? Why are you posting it? Why are you posting us? Red flag. Must you post? Sometimes it's not even that you wrote, okay, I love you or something. You just posted a picture. And the person is already flaring up. Can I know your family? Can I see your friends? Hey, they are not around. They are always not around. The person does not want to show you to his friends or her friends. She does not want you to meet her parents. Doesn't want... Always... I know I'm talking to some of you. You have done it to some people before, you know. And you are dating the person. Have you not seen people who... They are dating somebody. You say, how's it been? Say, well, I just... It has been great. So when do you look forward to getting married? Ah, no, I'm not married anymore. Like, must we talk about marriage? They are dating, but the very idea of marrying the person they claim to be dating is scaring them. Run. That's a red flag. Ashamed of you. Jesus said, if you are ashamed of me and me and my word, I will be ashamed of you in front of my Father and his angels. I feel like telling some stories, but we are out of time. Finally, under connection, there's so much, but let me be fast. Under connection and companionship, run away with your full chest. Let your leg be hitting your head when you're running from this one. Run away from manipulative spirituality. It's not like I was really in love with you. God just said you are my wife. How will I describe this thing? See, I know what God told me. Even when I don't have feelings, I can't really say I have feelings, but I know what God told me. Hey! Run! 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 And you know, there was a marriage that I had to sit with the husband and ask him what happened. After 3 years, they dissolved the marriage. And guess who left? It was the lady that left. And I asked him, how did this thing happen? He said when he first asked out the lady, she was always saying no, no, blatant no. That's why, guys, let me tell you something. He gets where he go pursue. He gets his sense to stop. Stop. Faith does not take no for an answer. Shut up. Faith does not take no for an answer. See, if you keep on asking and she's saying no consistently for 3 months, 6 months, 9 months. Baba, what do you want again? Go! Let me tell you, a final girl is there somewhere. She told him no for 1 year. Consistently for 1 year. After their church camp meeting, she just walked up to him and said, the Lord just told me to say yes.
the Lord just told me to say yes. So, you are not saying yes because you are in love with him or you like him. See, ask these girls, when they like a guy, they are waiting. They are waiting. They are waiting. See, I said, maybe I will do that YouTube videos. It's for the guys only. Step up. You should know how to know when a woman likes you. Before you submit proposal at all, eh? Before you even move, you're supposed to know how to, did she like me? Does she want me? If you just, let's see, I believe women are even more strong-hearted than men. If a woman does not want you, she does not want you. Don't force her. Sometimes she will be saying yes to you because the one that she wants is not coming. And they find trouble. Never manage to marry. I don't really like this person, but he's the one that accepted. I don't really like her, but see. Make sure that, I know I said this in last week's Sunday, I'm saying it again. Make sure that at the time when you are deciding to enter, you are madly in love with this person. If the person touch you like this, your body should shake. Yes. Attraction is a thing, you know? He said, I'm not so overwhelmed by the, I'm not so, but God said, I was in a night vision. And the my brother, even if God showed you that vision, keep your vision. Go and toast her. Go and say, hello, how are you? Let me give you simple toasting. And I'm not even going to give you deep lines. Hello, how are you? In fact, before you even go and talk on this one, first things first, don't try to toast the girl that is not your friend. Don't just see a girl on the road and just say, hello, I want to tell you, I love you. Guy, wait. You don't even know she's in the mommy water. You don't even know she's mermaid. You just, hello, how are you doing? What do you do? I just saw you here. I just felt I should talk to you. Are you okay? Are you everything? I want to be your friend. Oh, really? So, how can you just see me and say you want to be my friend? Well, we know somebody one day, so we can begin today. Okay, so what do you do? Well, I work in so-and-so place. Okay. Then you start thinking, how can you be of help to her? Before you submit proposal, you have planned long. How can you be of help? Okay, you close late from work. Can I get food for you? I close earlier. I can check on you and just give you some. What would you like to eat? Banana bread, this one. Go out of your way. Do you have a car? I can book a ride for you. You are always showing up at the right times. Don't be quick to say, it is in that process people should start talking. You will now know if... So what do you think about God? What do you think about Jesus? As a guy, ask her, what do you think about Jesus? What do you think? Jesus is the love of my life. Jesus is the one that saved my soul. They will start talking. Then you continue. Are you with me? Yes, sir. I'm giving you a strategy session. By the time you are saying, you are before you say, should I ask out, you have studied her. You have known if you are supposed to go forward or backward. Yes, sir. Let me give you a key. If you are about to go backward, since you have started being a nice guy, reduce the niceness, know the one you will now be doing as an average. But if you completely withdraw away, that means you never meant her to be your friend. Okay. I'm good, right? I'm good. There are many female friends I had that initially the plan was to, Lord, what are you saying? But by the time, like the one I told you about, we are still friends, so even though we hardly talk, but we talk. Our lives has taken us very far away, but we talk. I show up for her as much as I can. I support, even when she has married, in every way I can, I've been there for her. And not just for her, for every other person in my life, I try my best to be there for them. Because if I said I want to be your friend, I want to be your friend. There are some people that, as I just see you like this, we can never be friends. Lo. No, there's no, no. There's some rashness I will just see. No, it can't work. No, please. No need to even start. Can we be? No. Instead, I want to give you tracts. Come to church. You are invited. Praise the Lord. So, am I communicating to you? Number three category, character. Hey. Jesus. And I'm going to put, let me start like this. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 6. The Bible says, most men will proclaim everyone his own goodness. Most men will proclaim everyone his own goodness. But a faithful man, who can find? A faithful man, who can find? So in a man, first things first, faithfulness. What does it mean to be faithful? To be dependable. To be trustworthy. To be reliable. I know I said, or the scripture says a faithful man. It still applies to women too. Are you with me? A faithful man, is he dependable? You know what it means to have faith? To put your trust in something. To put your hope in something. Your strong confidence in something. Can you put your confidence on, this is how this person is? I know that this is what this person can do. That's what it means to be faithful. Are you getting this? You can predict this person. It is predictable. This is so important. A faithful man who can find. Can you find a man that is trustworthy, is dependable, is reliable, has stability? Not the one that shows you surprises. Every time there are surprises. Has it proven faithfulness to God? Faithfulness to people, to his friends. See what I just told you. Let me tell you, there is nobody in my life, past or present, who will tell you that David is an evil guy. There is nobody in my life, past or present, that I hurt intentionally. What I'm saying is so important. Before you try to be faithful to a woman, have you been faithful to your friends normally? A person who has never been faithful to God, he has not been faithful to God, he has not been faithful to a church before, he has not been faithful to an authority over his life, he has not been faithful to anybody, even faithful to his parents, he has not been faithful. And you think overnight he will become faithful to you. It's a lie now. It's not possible. Every small thing, why did you leave that place? They are evil, they are toxic people. Why did you leave that person? He's a toxic person. You meet somebody and everybody you knew the person with some months ago or some years ago, the person has problem with all of them. He's not a faithful person. Are you getting me? He has problem with his former boss, with his former church, with his former friends, everybody. Faithfulness. Same with the ladies too. Proverbs 31 verse 10, it says, who can find a virtuous woman? So for the women, virtue. What does it mean to have virtue? To be full of good fruits. Someone that has beautiful things coming out of her. Not the one that looks so calm when they open their mouth. You are very, very stupid. Waka, shenge, bombastic element. You did grace. Good fruits. You know, a woman can have so much good fruits that even just talking to her and just interacting with her is as sweet as honey. You will know what I'm talking about. Some of you ladies, you know some of your friends who are so nice, that if you were a man, you will marry the girl. Some of you know what I'm talking about. Where are your virtues, dear woman? Where is your virtue? Every small thing, I will show him the peace of my mind. I will tell them the peace of my mind. Why is the peace of your mind bad? Something that you would have given them peace from your mind, but you are giving them the peace of your mind. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Stability. Watch out for instability in character. Both male and female. Instability emotionally. Not everyday surprises. Some people, the way their emotions used to, from 0 to 100, bam! Aggressive anger. Ah! Hey, God. Aggressive anger. For the men, control your anger. Even women, control your anger. Out of anger, you just say things, you scatter relationships, you treat people. Then every time, I don't know what came over me. I don't know what came over me. You insult people. You say things. See, every once in a while, we get overwhelmed. But you must, the Bible says, be angry and those and do what? Sin not. So that means you can be overwhelmed, but cool, cool. Okay, what is the most sensible thing to do right now? Is it this? The lady was so angry with her boss. You wretched man and your wretched job. I'm done here. Walked out of the office and 1 hour later realized, what did I just do? They shouted at you in a meeting with strategic partners. You got angry. You shouted back at your boss there. Stormed out of the office. Disorganized the meeting. Everybody just, they said, you know what? Let everybody take a break. And they're all just holding their head like this. You now come back sobbing after 1 hour. Hey, I don't know what came over me. Don't worry. They will, if it's me that is the boss, I will call you back to the meeting. Have a seat. When we are done. Now I know what came over you. We are done with you. For me, a big deal breaker. You know that those things that you burst balloon? That no. Oh, emotional instability. For me, I hate it. Because I've seen what it can do. I've seen what emotional instability can do. It's dangerous. When I see a man who, a little trigger, you just start shouting. Who are you? You are very stupid. Shut up. You are shouting at your wife. Get inside. You are crazy. Once I see that kind of thing, there are things I cannot give you. Emotional stability, instability. So what happened? I just felt overwhelmed. Why would she talk to me like that? Hey. That means there is a way you feel overwhelmed, you will do crazy things. I once had to end the relationship. I once had to end the relationship because the guy, when he's angry, he will slap the girl, beat her, and go and smoke. He will smoke and drink. They will find him somewhere. They will bring him back to the house. He will now calm down. He will go and beg the girl. As at the time the girl, they were in my office, I said, this relationship will no longer. Guess what? This guy is speaking tongues. I know the word. I said, guy, the word must know you. And the word must change you. I said, the way you are, you will kill this girl one day. He said, no, I cannot do such a thing. But what did he just do 2 weeks ago? When he has beaten her and he has gone to smoke and drink, when he comes back, he will cry. He will beg her. She will not come and beat me. Pastor is begging me. When I'm saying no. The last two times before that one, she will not say, but I love him. I'm here. The first time I'll be calm. One day I tell him, I say, David, this thing you are doing, this patient, you are being patient with this girl. She may end up being a patient in the hospital, though. As I told her, you are not going back again. Emotional instability. No matter how overwhelmed you are, put yourself together. What can we do now? No matter what happens, okay, calm down. What's the best approach now? You will see things in marriage that will move you. I remember an example. That's why my countenance just changed. She caught her husband cheating. Okay, you caught him cheating. Just go. Do you know what she did? That's why emotional instability is off for me. She took cutlass, went to the room, killed both the man, the woman, cut his private parts, and put it on top of them. She was arrested. Spent life, she has been in prison for years. You are angry. Okay. walk away. I recently had to tell a young man in our church, don't marry that girl. No matter how she begs, don't marry her again. Cancel the wedding. You made her angry. She came to see you. You're not in the house. She was so angry. Took a knife and was telling herself, I'll kill myself. She took knife. I want to stab myself. He was holding her. Say, don't do that. So wait. So you will die here. So yeah, go and die in your father's house. Bye. I told the man, don't marry this girl. Are you hear what I'm saying? Then later, actually, I didn't want to come over me. Eh? Let it come over you that time. The power of the Holy Ghost fall on you. Let it come over you. Not yet. So, Jesus. Also, any form of abuse is a major red flag. Emotional abuse, verbal abuse, physical abuse. In your relationship, they are slapping you. They are beating you. So don't worry. I can tame him. Only me can tame him. Is your name Temi? And even if your name is Temi, run. Physical abuse. Sir, I know. Who knows about this actor? Is it Johnny Tem or Johnny Depp? His wife used to beat him. I'm sure you have heard about the story. His wife, they beat him. She went and reported that he's the one doing domestic violence. By the time the courts took up the case and investigated, it was the woman beating him. Okay, you are the abuser already. Let him, you want to end his career too. Me, if you slap me once, that's the end. That's the end. Bye. I'm saying when we are dating, you know. Because someone one day married like this, and the wife makes say, hey, pastor said that's the end. I'm going. I'm done. Peace. Peace out. So, some of you are wondering, what is emotional abuse? Emotional abuse includes non-physical behaviors that are meant to control, isolate, or frighten you. This may be present in romantic relationships as threats, insults, constant monitoring, excessive jealousy, manipulation, humiliation and intimidation, and dismissiveness. This is dismissiveness. They call it silent treatment. You get angry, they talk to you, you don't say anything. For the whole day till the next day, are you eating? Not, you're just quiet. That thing is evil. Just quiet. Silent treatment. Are you going? No. Are you coming? No. You're just there. Be alone. It's called emotional abuse. You are being crafty to make the person feel like, since you hurt me, you don't deserve anything. No response. Should I say this? Emotional abuse is bad, though. I know a man. The reason it's paining is because, sorry, I'm talking with this emotion. I'm losing my professionalism as I'm talking. It's because I have met so many separated families. When a woman of 38 is kneeling down to me and crying as a pastor, I don't know. My husband, when he gets angry, he will not sleep with me for 9 months. He will deny me sex for 9 months. Like, one day, you know when? We are grown up, so you know what I'm talking about. When sexual drive has held the woman, she held her husband and was crying and begging him, please. This man said no. But guess what? Every night he's sleeping outside. Sleeping with girls outside. May you not marry the weapon formed against you. And they asked her. When I asked her, okay, when you were about to marry him, did you see these red flags? She said, yeah. They told me, oh, but I thought that when he marries, he will change. When he marries, when we get married, he will change. They said when she was they were dating, every night he must sleep with a girl. Every night. In my mind, I said, you know, they tire. Yeah. What kind of energy is that? Don't laugh. Emotional abuse, manipulation, monitoring you. Every Once you marry, you cannot talk to another guy. Once you are dating him, everybody must be evil. He must cut you off from everybody. You know, some people are that jealous. Even some women are that jealous. So jealous. You talk to any girl, they get angry. A guy was once dating a girl, and this guy happened to be a Christian leader. So once in a while, as a Christian leader, people will buy gifts for him. Somebody bought him a shoe, somebody bought him a tie. She came to visit him just for shoe and tie. Said, "Who bought you this shoe?" Said, "Is this sister in church?" At least he was transparent enough to say it was the sister. "Who bought you this tie?" "It was this person." She just broke down and started crying. "They have taken my place." Jealousies. A member of a church had an accident because she's a female. Pastor went to check on her. You got angry. I'm telling you what I've seen. Praise the Lord. Also, watch out for manipulative behavior. If you love me, do this. If you love me, show me your breast. I've seen things. You know, if you love me, can't you send me a picture, a nude picture? The guy is saying, the lady's like, "I'm a Christian." Say, "So you don't love me, Abi? Why are you gaslighting like this? So you don't love me, Abi?" Finally, other concerns. Is everyone except you complaining about this person? Because sometimes everybody is seeing the red flags but you. If everybody you talk to, they are complaining about the person, it's a bad red flag. Health concerns. You may need to ask, is there any hereditary pattern in your family? Now, I'm not saying you meet the person today and say, "Hey, sit down, I want to ask you something." No, as you go on, as you just, when you see it's getting serious, or he or she is saying, you are beginning to say you like her, or she, or you as a lady is beginning to see him getting more serious with you, ask some questions. Is our genotype compatible? Have you done any operation that will affect our future? I'm not saying that there are some things that are beyond the power of God. But let it not be a surprise to you. Let it be that we know about this. Are you getting me? If both of us know, we can pray together. We can. That brings me to the next point. Transparency. Is he always running from his past? You ask him anything about his past, he doesn't want to answer you. I'm talking about this because a woman has married somebody that was married before. And found out, it was her first child that found out that she has a cousin. Like, daddy, is he cousin now? He has a brother. A stepsister. Say, "Who is your dad?" They met outside. "Who is your dad?" She mentioned the dad's name. "That's my dad's name." "No, now, it's not possible." Only to find out that we both have the same father from different mother. The annoying one was with the way it happened. This guy is trying to ask out this girl, not knowing that I'm now my sister. No now. You know, as pastor, I've heard me. That's why I compare things like this. From the spurious to the scandalous. Do you have children before? Talk about it. It is better you talk about the children you've had before and the person says no. That you are not trying to hide. You're afraid. The church I grew up in, a woman had children before, and there was one of the senior pastors that was interested in her. But you know people who, they're so beautiful. This lady just, she had children who are as old as 15, 16, 17, and she still looked like she was 25. And this guy was interested in her. Few days to the marriage, they were in church doing counseling. And the children came to greet their mother. And the guy found out. The man was running around the church like a madman. They had to call all the young men. "Run and hold him." He was running like this. No. I was like, what is going on? What is happening in this church? What's going on? I'm telling you this I've seen physically. At a point, he wanted to use his head to hit the wall. They had to catch him, carry him up. Because 2 days to the wedding, you are finding out that the woman had grown-up children. If you have trauma, have you healed from trauma? Or are you still in love with your ex? Let me tell you the truth. Without exaggeration, for every point I've mentioned, I have stories for them. Real life stories. Every point I've mentioned. Are you still in love with your ex? If you're still in love with your ex, exclude me. The guy will wake up in the night. Why are you crying? See, I'm just thinking about him. Hey! Married, though. Married. This was not even dating. Who is him? See, we had a thing. We had a thing. Church had to step into the matter. Because the man traveled out. Her ex came to the city. She went to visit him in the hotel and took him for him. Have you healed? I know some of these that are saying I'm sounding heavy. Check. You are dating somebody who's always talking about their ex every 2 minutes. And I won't mention any name. Every 2 minutes, he's talking about this person. Every 2 minutes, Anita. Every 2 minutes, Anita. A guy. Just go and meet her. What is their spending habits and addictions? Is the person addicted to gambling, pornography, smoking? Pay attention and find out. Open your eye and find out. Open your eye and find out. Pay attention. Every money, put it in crypto. Every single dime. Family school fees, crypto. It will rise. It will rise. It will rise. It will rise. It's about to rise. The deep. Before you know it, you go into the deep. Laugh, but learn. You see all this I'm saying? I'm saying it from excruciating pains. Family called me, Pastor. We have called a family meeting. There is fire on the mountain. All our family savings, our rent money, my husband put it into his secret. Which coin? I don't even know which of the particular coin. I don't know if it was not Bitcoin. It was one of those coins. A coin is a coinonia. I'm only me alone. You all put it into coin. Honey, where are children's school fees? Coin. Bits. Crypto. Hey, God. That's gambling in disguise. You are just eager. I must. It will rise. It's a rise like Gary. Can you? Okay. I'll put this amount of money. I will wait first. This one is for my children's school fees. This one is for feeding in the house. This one is for this. Pay attention. Pornography. Pay attention. Is he addicted? So before you jump in, pay attention. Praise the Lord. And finally, under other concerns, pray fervently. So there are some times you may not even be seeing anything we're talking about, but the Lord is trying to show you something. Pray fervently. Pray. Jump on your feet.